Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Billy Werber. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The third baseman, John Kroner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McNair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal takes first base on ball four. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosenthal moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling strikes out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Dykes moves to second. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Rosenthal. McNair reaches second base with a double. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. McNair moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Kroner moves to second. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. McNair scores. Kroner moves to third. Farrell moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-1 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kroner scores. Farrell moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Rosenthal hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic bunts towards third. Kroner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-1 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into right field. Cook picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Cook. Farrell fumbles the ball. That's an error on Farrell. Krivic goes all the way around to score. Bonura moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Bonura trying to get to home. Cronin throws to Farrell, who tags Bonura for the out. Appling moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus now playing right field. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-1 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dykes. Fox scores. Cronin moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0-for-1 in the game. Croner hits a fly ball into right field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards second. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox throws to Cronin, who throws back to Fox, who tags Sewell for the double play. Dykes scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a fly ball into right field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Dykes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0-for-2 in the game. Croner hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Farrell moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Werber reaches third base with a triple. Farrell scores. Farrell goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into left field. Werber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McNair is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Werber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0-for-3 in the game. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Farrell moves to second. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Ted Lyons now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Werber moves to third. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete pinch hits for Ted Lyons. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete strikes out. Farrell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Pete out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox juggles the ball. That's an error on Fox. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Rosenthal strikes out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.